Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Metzer, your host on Revolution Radio, The Raw Deal. Today, this 4th day of December, 2023, I've got some news that looks pretty good, actually, as I assess it. We have U.S. warships, multiple commercial vessels being attacked in the Red Sea. This is coming from Press TV. The Pentagon says an American warship and multiple U.S. commercial vessels have come under attack in the Red Sea in what is viewed as a major escalation in the strategic waterway over the Israeli regime brutal onslaught on the besieged Gaza Strip. We're aware of reports regarding attacks on the USS Kearney and commercial vessels in the Red Sea. We'll provide information as it becomes available. The Pentagon added that the USS Kearney, which is an Arleigh Burke-class destroyer, had shot down missiles and drones at it last week while escorting a commercial vessel in the Red Sea. There's more breaking. You know, this is from another source, indeed the Conservative Post. U.S. destroyer and several other ships attacked in the Red Sea. Biden prepares to do nothing. An American destroyer and several commercial ships were the targets of a series of attacks Sunday by drones and ballistic anti-ship missiles and are believed to have originated in Yemen by anyone with access to a map. There are no reports of damage. The Pentagon said, we're aware of reports regarding attacks. I don't take any level of confidence for granted. In Esten's Defense Department, the author comments, in commercial vessels, social media indicate the Houthis are claiming responsibility for shooting at and missing two commercial ships. They have not taken responsibility for shooting at the Kearney. Meanwhile, we have a former Obama Secretary of Defense saying we need more aggressive response to these attacks. Get this. Leon Panetta, who served as CIA director and defense secretary during the Obama admin, voiced support for a more aggressive response to attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East. I think he must be speaking for Obama. But on the other hand, since Obama seemed to be running the whole show in Washington, D.C., why would he even need maybe to get it out there so that fake Biden could act upon it? Made comments during a discussion Saturday at the Reagan National Defense Forum with former National Security Advisors Stephen Hadley and Robert O'Brien. So what exactly is he proposing they do? Nuke Yemen? Meanwhile, and this is also fascinating, because we have a report here that Yemen has launched an attack on Tel Aviv.
Have targeted military installations in the capital of Israel following the collapse of the recent ceasefire and the resumption of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. This new offensive is part of a series of attacks initiated by the Houthis to impose consequences on the Zionist regime. We are dedicated to delivering exclusive news often overlooked by mainstream media. Please like and share this video to raise awareness.
I love it. They're saying that they've had to have evacuation of thousands from Tel Aviv. That must be causing Israelis to pee in their pants. Meanwhile, I also find this highly encouraging. Citizen Watch report. Israel withdraws 70% of its forces from northern Gaza due to operational failures and increased resistance strike, Al Jazeera reports. Here we have a tweet about it. Breaking. Israel has announced it withdraws 70% of their forces. Let me listen here on Twitter. If it'll play in English, which it might possibly not. This is very, very telling, in my opinion, because it means that the resistance, Hamas, is being just as effective as we have previously reported. That is Douglas McGregor explained, but by destroying all these buildings and creating this massive mound of rubble, Israelis were defeating themselves in terms of their anticipated operation in terms of ethnic cleaning. Here you have Netanyahu back in December 2022. The Jewish people have an exclusive and inalienable right to all parts of the land of Israel. The government will promote a development, a settlement of all parts of the land of Israel. The U.S. is helping achieve its final solution. I mean, this is just outrageous what's taking place here. If I can get this, okay, not plain, no problem, good news. We'll take it any way we get it. Meanwhile, Israel has ordered the mass evacuation of Gaza. Get this, Gaza, remember, they just want to get all the Palestinians out of the land of Palestine they've only occupied for 3,000 years, when in fact we have Israel being present there for 75. Israel's military called Monday for mass evacuation from the southern town of Khan Yunus, where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians have sought refuge in recent weeks, as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. The expanded operation, following the expiration of a week-long ceasefire, aimed at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers. This October 7th attack into Israel triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. The war has already killed thousands of Palestinians and displaced over three-fourths of the territory and population of 2.3 million for running out of safe places to go. Already under mounting pressure from its top ally, the United States, Israel appears to be racing to strike a death blow against Hamas, if that's possible, given the group's deep roots in Palestinian society before any new ceasefire. But the mounting toll of the fighting, which Palestinian health officials have killed several hundred civilians since the truce ended on Friday, is likely to further increase international pressure to return to the negotiating table. I'm very pleased to be joined today by a woman born in Palestine, Christian woman, and an expert analyst on what's going on here. Lila, I would invite your commentary on these reports so far, the attacks on the U.S. Destroyer in the Red Sea, the attack on the Israeli capital, Israel withdrawing 7% of its forces from northern Gaza expanding the operation, seeking total victory. Your thoughts?
Well, I think one of the things that Israel is neglecting is that they have indulged themselves in the pleasures, the superficialities of life, the luxuries of life. The people of Palestine have nothing to lose. They've also got the true centuries old or millennia old commitment to the land that these fake Israelis do not have. So they're up against something that is going to be impossible to defeat. They can fantasize all they want about wiping out Hamas. But I've been living in Canada for 75 years. We left when I was a child of 2 years old, right when my parents realized that there was going to be a partition vote in the UN, which they knew was rigged. Everybody knew it was illegally rigged. So Israel itself was never legitimately created. It is an illegitimate state. But that is one reason why, as I have lived here all of my life, I have watched. And yet I am, never having been back since 1986, I am committed to Hamas. How do you wipe out Hamas when I live in Canada and have not been in the land of Palestine since 1986? What are they going to do, come after a 78-year-old woman in Canada? You cannot wipe out Hamas. Justice cannot be eliminated. That craving for justice, the belief in God is something they cannot wipe out. And justice and God are one and the same in our ideology, in those of us who know what God is. The satanic Israelis have no idea. They're only indulging their penchant for corruption, theft, lies, distortion, manipulation, and destruction of the human species. They will never, never be victorious.
Those are very appropriate comments. Let me add a few more stories here and get your thoughts about them as well. Israel planning for Gaza war to last over a year. This is from antiwar.com. The Financial Times report, speaking with sources, said Israel plans to wage war in Gaza for over a year. In a little less than 2 months, Israel has killed at least 15,000 people, damaged 100,000 buildings, displaced 1.7 million Palestinians, and destroyed most of Gaza's medical facilities. On Friday, FT, Financial Times, reported sources said Israel was preparing for a multi-phase conflict in Gaza that will last at least a year. This will be a very long war. We're currently not near halfway to achieving our objectives, said one person familiar with the Israeli war plans. According to the sources, Israel's goals include killing the three top Hamas leaders, Yahweh Sinwar, Mohammed Deif, and Marwan Issa, while securing a decisive victory against the group's 24 battalions and underground tunnel network and destroying its governing capability in Gaza. More, even though it may last a year or more, the Bank of Israel is estimating the cost of war will run $53 billion. But don't worry, American taxpayers are going to pick up the tab. Get this. This is coming from RT. Israel's war on Hamas will cost the country $53 billion and hamper economic growth into 2024, according to figures published by the Bank of Israel on Monday. Fighting has been paused since a truce came into effect, but the Israeli military has accepted to resume, which of course it has. What's important is not that, but the money. Direct military spending will account for $29 billion of the $53 billion, the bank stated, adding, this figure includes military aid provided by the U.S. Compensation for damage, this, of course, is to Israel, will come to $6 billion, while other civilian expenditures will come to $6.75 billion. FOSS tax revenue and interest on government debt will make up the remainder. Can you imagine what it would cost to rebuild Gaza, on the other hand? It would be astronomical, probably close to $1 trillion. Meanwhile, get this, from the Saker, top rabbi, America is collapsing. Israel must step up as new world superpower. One of Israel's most respected rabbis, Rabbi Shmuel Eliu, has released a statement on the status of America as a waning world superpower and a message of hope for Israel to fill the void. Rabbi Eliu is the chief rabbi of Seved and a member of the chief rabbinate council. Regarding the outcome of the U.S. elections, Rabbi Eliu explains that the schism is deeper than last week's incident on Capitol Hill, saying, this actually, amazingly enough, is from way back in June of 2021. I had not realized, but it has a lot of relevance because this, I think, is very much Israeli mindset. The big crisis currently happening in America didn't start with the storming of the Capitol Hill. It started with the Democrat Party's lack of confidence in Trump's presidency, expressed in fiery protests against the United States, and is being labeled in every possible derogatory manner. The rabbi added that the lack of Republican trust in Americans' election process also contributed to the crisis. With tremendous sorrow, we can recall this event as part of the process of the U.S. descending from the stage of world history. It's a sad moment, but it's happening. This is so interesting. I want to add a couple more paragraphs. Recalling the fall of ancient Egypt, the rabbi uses historical precedent to back up his claim, saying, this is not the first time a superpower fell because of a crisis of values and returns to being an ordinary country among other nations. This is what happened to Egypt and Rome in the old days. This is what happened to the Ottoman Empire, appropriately a century ago, all the way to the Russian Empire, that collapsed 30 years ago, both of whom collapsed due to a failure of values that led to their demise, as well as a decline in their great power as world leaders. Rabbi Eliu also recalled the collapse of France and Great Britain, who weren't considered part of the four powers that ruled the world. He added they collapsed just as Europe as a whole is collapsing because of values or lack thereof. We know, of course, when he talks about January 6th, that was an FBI, Nancy Pelosi. It was a contrived event where the January 6th committee has now destroyed its vast volume of video depositions because they contradict the committee's report and they don't want to be outed, even though House rules require that any depositions or documents or other information gathered in relation to a congressional report must be retained. So they're, of course, trying to cover up, but they're not going to get away with that. I'm rather fascinating. Lila, that a top rabbi declares America is collapsing, so Israel must step up as the new world superpower. Your thoughts?
That's always been their plan. I've always maintained that Israel had nothing to do with the Bible, and I can give a few very simple explanations of that. But first of all, I've always said that is the headquarters of the global corporate ambition to take over the planet, to enslave every human creature on this planet. Every human being will become, first of all, they will distort us genetically. That is their goal. And they started with that. I first witnessed it in 86 when I was in the markets in Bethlehem and I saw what was happening to the food there. That's when they were experimenting. So they are going to destroy the human body as God created it to make it into one of their satanic servile robots, perhaps biobots. But they have always had the goal of using the resources of the planet, human and non-human, in order to serve the satanic goal. They are a danger to every sentient being and every non-sentient living creature on this planet. They must be stopped. And I am proud that the Palestinian people and the Houthis supporting them and Iran, the Persian Iran and Hezbollah, all of those are the firewall that will stop Israel from taking over the rest of this planet. They will never be defeated. Israel will crumble. It will crumble into its own, it will crumble into its own decadent footprint. But those who have justice and God on their side will defeat the satanic force of Israel, this fake Israel that has desecrated the very word Israel. So I know this, probably this, is this guy's name really Eliyahu? They always take biblical names. Is it spelled L-E-I-Y-A-H-U?
Here it is.
Yes,
Eliyahu.
Yeah, Eliyahu. Yeah, they take biblical names. These Hazaris, these European frauds from the ghettos, from the slums of Europe, once they got money, they made themselves, they crowned themselves as the the new emperors of the planet, the cosmos, whatever. They are they're trying to displace God. They will never succeed. Their satanic goals, Eliyahu and all your scum, you will not succeed.
Now, Layla, you say independent of the Bible, but they like to cite biblical texts in their support of their claim to all of Palestine. Isaiah 55 to 65 seems to be a core. Here's Isaiah 60, the future glory of Israel. Let me just share this and then have your comments. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of God has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Your gate shall be open continually, day and night. They shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utter. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plains of the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despise you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
I'm sorry. I take it that that's from the Old Testament. Do you know when the people of Judah, the Bible, they did not know how to write until they were taken as exiles into Babylonia. It was the Chaldeans under Nebuchadnezzar who taught them how to write Aramaic, the Chaldean Aramaic. And then they adapted there are multiple scripts for Aramaic. There's the modern script, and then there's the earliest Aramaic script, because that's really what the Hebrews were. The even today, they're still using the Aramaic script, but they claim it's Hebrew. It's not Hebrew. Hebrew was only a dialect of the Canaanite languages. Anyway, this whether I cannot challenge whether this was the word of God, but what I can say, if it was the word of God, all you have to do is distort it. As I've said, they're masters of distortion and manipulation. And when they write something down, even amongst the Israelis who are teaching Hebrew, always advise that when the scribes copied and recopied and recopied, with every copy, there was a possibility of scribal errors in copying or inserting their personal biases. The trouble is, until we hear the word of God from God, anything that is on paper, in modern paper, never mind the old papyrus, in modern paper, on modern ink, printed by a Jewish-owned printing press and a distribution system controlled by the Jews, and then broadcast or propagated by the Jews, they're going to give it the twist, the spin that they want to give it. And who is it that is going to believe it and also further propagate it? It's the utterly mentally distorted evangelical Zionists. I will not call them evangelical Christians, and I will not call them Christian Zionists, because they are not Christian. They are corrupted mentally and spiritually. They are distorted internally. They are evangelical Zionists. So they
let me add what is or is not the word of God, obviously, is an act of faith. You have to simply believe. It's not even possible objectively, scientifically, to establish the existence of God, because of which I myself am an agnostic. I neither believe in the existence of God, nor do I believe in the non-existence of God, because the non-existence of God is just as incapable of proof as is the existence of God, and therefore we have a vast proliferation of religions, each of which declares to be the true understanding of God. We'll be right back after this break with my wonderful guest. Stand by.
Jim, can you hear me?
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hello,
well, welcome
Jim.
Back, everybody. Yeah, we're still here. We're waiting on Jim. He probably took a minute too long. Hey, I like your I like your story. And what else can you tell us when Jim gets back or
well,
till
actually,
Jim gets
like,
back?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to what Jim said. Now, I respect Jim's beliefs and his being agnostic, neither believing nor disbelieving. However, I believe very strongly that the place of my birth in Bethlehem, at the hilltop of Bethlehem, and the hill towns around it represent the meeting place, the battleground of good and evil. We can personify it as God and Satan fighting one another, but it is the battle of good and evil, and it is within us to choose which choice we're going to make. Are we going to adopt good into our being? Perhaps it is not a choice. Perhaps some of us simply are born that way. But I do believe that there is a force for good that imbues all humanity. And for those who choose to allow it to reign supreme within their mind and their soul, they will defeat the satanic force. And the satanic force today has taken on the form of these crypto humans. Funny, I just realized, I keep hearing people say things like, oh, these Arabs are crypto Jews. And then I hear about cryptocurrency and it suddenly dawned on me, crypto means fake. Well, I'm calling it crypto Israel and crypto humans. Those people who are in Israel today are crypto human in my eyes. That's my opinion. And I believe that it is based on a very deep spiritual truth. Jim,
well,
are you back yet?
Lila, not only do you have a deep spiritual reason, but of course there are DNA. I mean, there are objective scientific reasons that most of the occupants of Israel today are Khazarians. They're not descendants of the tribe of Judah.
Absolutely.
They have no Hebrew blood.
Yes.
They're not even Semites. So the
That's what's so infuriating. That's what's so, they don't even, the modern Hebrew is based on Yiddish, and they have incorporated some Arabic, some of the Arabic dialectical structures, and they have also incorporated some of the ancient Aramaic. I mean, Ben Yehuda, I can't remember what name he gave himself. He was an Eastern European who came to, who knew that they were going to win because they are buying off all the right people. And they had their plans in place for 200 years with the Rothschild money and the Warburg and the Kuhnlobes and whatever. They had the resources to do it. And they knew that anybody could be bought. And they were stirring up the vicious Bolsheviks. They were stirring up the most vicious people amongst the Russians and around Ukraine. So they knew that they were going to win. But yes, the Khazarians are fake. They are human. They certainly appear human. The Israelis today, anyone who still adopts Zionism, which is a very contradiction. It is a political, military, vicious movement. Whereas Judaism in its purest form was based on spiritualism, although the monotheistic concept actually was founded by the Zoroaster or Zarathustra, whether you use the ancient Persian name or the Greek name, the classical Greek. But he was the one who first divined the concept of good versus evil, dark versus light. And his what he was known for saying was, think good thoughts and do good deeds. That was Zoroaster. And he, it is unknown when he lived. It might have been 4,000 BC. It might have been 2,000 BC. But he preceded the monotheism of what we originally called the Hebrew faith that was founded amongst the people of Judah. My tribe, in my extended family, the name Judah was very common, either as a first name or as a last name. And Hananiah, which, by the way, is based on the word Hanun, mercy. Hananiah was the ancestor who came back as the son of the Rutbabel from, and Babel being Babli, Babylon. But the seed, he was the seed of Babylon. So he was distrusted at first because he was not born in Judah. But he came back. Those who liked the luxury of Babylon stayed there. They did not cry for Zion. They loved the luxuries and they stayed there. Although they became good citizens of what ultimately became modern Iraq. But my ancestors did come back. Under the third Aliyah, 100 men from Bethlehem came back with him. And Bethlehem actually originated in Tel Elam, the founders of Bethlehem. But all of that is it just that's just to trace how far back my ancestry goes. I have done my ancestry with a number of organizations. The one that I have found the most useful being GEDmatch, which the police use, the international police use, to trace related peoples to criminals that they are trying to track down when they have DNA specimens. And I have been traced as far back as being from the Natufians, the early hunter-gatherers, the early farmers, northwestern of the Arabian Peninsula. So, but I've also got, according to some of the ancient, those who are capable of analyzing archaic DNA, Minoan, a little bit of Minoan, some Etruscan, and Persian. But they were all, primarily, my ancestry is the Natufians of the ancient Levant that goes back from 10,000 to 13,000 years. There is a great deal of Caucasian in my DNA as well. But then again, the Caucasians migrate itself during, depending on the weather, on climatic influences. Apparently, the far eastern part was not because of the mountain ranges. They did not suffer as much from the last glacial maximum. So those Caucasoids migrated down and ended up where? On the Mediterranean, where the weather was the greatest. So yes, there's human migration is a very common thing, and it's gone back and forth. There's a lot of Arabian, those from the Arabian Peninsula, whatever it was called in ancient times, when, by the way, it was a savanna at one time. That was a savanna. It was not always dry desert. So the thing is that there is so little knowledge. We have been literally dumbed down. And talk about dumbing down. I have to apologize. I do not have the internet anymore. I cut off television 30 years ago. I cut the TV cable. And a year ago, I cut my internet cable because it was now utterly dumbed down. Since the Zionist control the internet, there is nothing but propaganda on there. Everything has been distorted to aggrandize Hebrew, Israeli, Judaism. Everything has been utterly distorted. Those of us who are old enough to remember, Abraham was always known as the wandering Aramean, not the wandering Jew. And Jew, by the way, is taken from the first syllable of Judah. So unless you can trace your ancestry to Judah and the tribe of Judah, you are not a Jew. You do not have the right to use that first syllable. You can call yourself a Yiddisher, which is what you were all known as in much of Eastern Europe, and especially in, I would think, in Ukraine. for a short period, Ukraine was an independent nation where it had three primary official languages. One of them was Ukraine, the other one was Russian, the other one was Yiddish. So many of the early leaders of the fake modern state of crypto Israel were from Ukraine. And then to make themselves sound biblical, they adopted biblical names like Ben-Gurion. That was not his name. I can't remember what his original name was, but it was an Eastern European name. And he's the one who ensured that Jews died in the Second World War. When a rabbi pleaded to him, help save us, help bring us to Palestine. And Ben-Gurion answered, a cow in Palestine, a Jewish cow is worth more to me than 100 in your camps. So those, the Holocaust was created. And again, it implies a fire when you talk about a Holocaust. And if they claim they died in gas chambers, they weren't dying in fires like they're doing now to the people of Gaza. There we can see the fire. But anyway, the Holocaust that they created, yes, there were dead bodies, but you do not know. I mean, I remember reading, I was told that if you read the memoirs of the primary military people who were known, generals, or even Eisenhower, I can't remember whether it was biographies. It was so many years ago that I studied, that I found their biographies or their memoirs. It was in the library at one of the universities in Montreal. And none of them mentioned anything about a Holocaust. They talked about dead bodies and a bunch of people. How come it's always the Jews and the Holocaust? What about the gypsies? What about the people who were disabled? What about every other group that they decided were Untermenschen? Which, by the way, is what the Israelis are now calling the Palestinians, subhuman, they're animals. So what Israel is now doing, they're following the same pattern when they created the Holocaust and killed their own people. But wait, it's not really their own people, because the Zionist elite was not really Jewish. They acknowledged they were, we're genetic Jews, but we're secular. We're secular Jews. So how are you a Jew if the people of Judah had a bond with God? That is what was supposed to make them so special. So only those who believe in this covenant, which was based on a religious agreement, kind of like we use in modern terminology, a contract between a people and this deity who was based on Hanun, mercy. The thing I like about Islam is they always they beg for the mercy of God. I've heard people ridicule Muslims for prostrating themselves on the ground. They ridicule them, ha, ha, ha. They put their head to the floor and their bum in the air, and they take off their shoes. Well, when Moses was spoken to by God, God commanded him, take off your shoes. You are on sacred ground. And who obeys that? Muslims. Now, the only regret I have about Islam is they acknowledge Jesus as a prophet, and they acknowledge that Jesus ascended to heaven. They respect and revere the Virgin Mary, but they will not accept that Jesus died and was resurrected. That, for some reason, because the Muslims used to be very scientific. They're the ones who brought a lot of the science into Europe via Spain, which gets me to another subject. When the Jews talk about the Jews in Spain or in Iberia, you'd think it was their kingdom. I'm sorry, the Alhambra, which is now a tourist site for the Spaniards to make money, means Alhambra, which means the red, the building that shines red when the sun glows at sunset. That is the Alhambra, or the Alhambra. Al-Quivir. Guadalquivir. That was an Islamic empire. And you know what reminds me? You know Trump's famous poem of the snake? When the Jews were hated, because they brought the hatred upon themselves because of their sense of superiority, their greed, their exploitation of people for money and power, their abuse of people and setting themselves as supreme and above all other people in every country. They were first driven out of England in the 13th century for many of those reasons, including their sexual perversions and their bloodlust. But when they talk, when they consider themselves victims and they needed a place to find salvation, where did they go? The shiny snake that Trump described so beautifully found seclusion amongst the Muslims. And who is this snake now destroying and biting to its death? The Muslims who gave them shelter. Jews would have ceased to exist if not for the shelter that Muslim Arab nations gave them. For centuries, they always had freedom. I recommend that you go to YouTube and look for a channel called Blogging Theology. Look for, no, it's not. There's another one, a better one that is it, Avi Schleien, a wonderful Jewish man, what I consider to be a preserver of the original Judaic religion. He lived in Baghdad because they were there from the time of the exile. Their family did not return, whereas my ancestors did, but they stayed there and they made wonderful contributions. In the website, or a channel on YouTube, it's called Middle East Eye, I believe. Middle East Eye, it's hosted by someone named Muhammad Hassan. He interviews Avi Schleien, and Avi Schleien describes how when Zionism was created, a lot of the Arab Jews did not want to go to this. They were anti-Zionists. So they were working, the Zionist underground, we're talking about late 1949, 1950, 1948, once Israel was created and created the problems for the entire region, never mind the entire planet, that was yet to come in our days. But Avi Schleien described how the bombs that were intended to scare off the Jews of Baghdad were planted by the Zionist underground. The handler of these Zionist activists, these Zionist terrorists, let's call them what they are. They were the first terrorists in the Middle East. Their handler was in Tehran, in Iran, because the Shah, which was fortunately deposed, had covert relations with the Zionists in Palestine. They also were responsible for the Levant affair, where the Zionist underground was also active, trying to destroy Egypt and Egypt's relationship with the Americans and the British. But the British already controlled a lot of the British had colonial offices at the same time. Talk about being overextended, but they were so greedy. Not only did they steal from the Spaniards who stole from the native, the Mesoamericans and the South Americans, but when their ships were coming back to Spain, Queen Elizabeth I, the so-called Virgin Queen, this is how evil England is, and that's why it was the benefactor of Zion, of these Zionists who wanted to recreate theft of and robbing the entire planet. Queen Elizabeth I gave permission for her sailors, Drake and Raleigh, who were just good-looking guys from the hinterland. She gave them the permission to rob the Spanish ships that were coming back laden with gold. So that Zionist British English, not British, because a lot of the Brits became on the periphery became victims of London, England, and they are now invested in Charles, that joke of a being whose ears have been. Anyway, I don't want to get too far off track, but there's just so much corruption that has been spread around because of the Zionist influence and these people who have distorted the meanings of the original beliefs. But do look for the story of Avi Schleien, very short video. He speaks slowly. You can speed it up in the YouTube settings. Get to the point where he talks about how the Zionists have always practiced terrorism to get their goal. They go around assassinating people. When I was in Beirut in 1971, I was working for the Institute for Palestine Studies, where I was I was only in a secretarial capacity, but I was typing up the presentation that was going to be made to the then Human Rights Commissioner. I can't remember what her title was, but I remember it was a woman. And I remember reading about the terrible atrocities that they were committing, the horrendous things that they were doing way back, the thievery, starting with 1971. One of the things that they were doing, and I found in this thing, was that what they had agreed in advance, they had already accumulated illegal arms in Palestine way back by the 20s or 30s. And they had made an agreement. They were forbidden from employing any Arabs when they took control of Palestine. The Histadrut was created. And the first rule was, you shall not employ Arabs. We have to drive them out. So we must make sure they have no way to survive. However, much to their amazement, these people were not as feeble as they anticipated, because they are the true inheritors of the biblical promise of God. They are the ones who are the descendants of the Arameans and the other patriarchs. When Jacob went to marry his first cousin, it was his mother's brother's daughters in Padan Aram. It was Bethuel, the Aramean, from whom Jacob took his wives. And Isaac was an Aramean. And he was told, when you go into the land of Egypt, tell them my father was a wandering Aramean. All that is now gone. Now, unless you read the original Aramaic script, which I've been able to do, it still says Yahudim or Aram. But the Yahudim are the Jews, the ones that is the original name. And when you translate it into English, they make it Jewish. But remember, in the Latin, there was no Jew. It was Judeon, Judeos. And then in the Greek, it was first the Greek from the Hellenic, from the Macedonian, Alexander the Macedonian. I don't consider him a great being. The only one I consider entitled to be called great is Cyrus the Achaemenid, Cyrus the Persian, who was the one that the Jews of Babylon called the Mashiach. Because when he defeated Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, he released the captives of Judah and said, go back to Jerusalem and rebuild your kingdom. And he opened up the treasure of Nebuchadnezzar and gave them back anything that might have been stolen. And to the Jews that did not want to return, Cyrus the Achaemenid said, you will give money to the other people of Judah who are going to go back and rebuild. But many of them did not want to leave because they had come to love Babylonia and Babylon, where they prospered immensely. But those who were devoted to the land, like those of in the third Aliyah was Zerubbabel, and one of his sons was Hananiah, my grandmother's ancestor, and among them, and Meshulam, my father's cousin, Musala, meaning in Arabic, because eventually the Arabs took over the land in the 7th century. But when the Arabs took over the land, what they allowed the people to keep their identity and their religion if they were Christian. They allowed the Jews to keep, those who practiced the Hebrew faith, to keep their religion. They protected them. This is how deadly, like a shiny snake that Trump describes, I don't think he realizes how far back. I wonder where he got that poem. But that's who they are. We have taken them in every country, in America, in Canada, and they have placed themselves in positions of power. There is a rule. You must always help a fellow Jew. You practice nepotism. Used to be illegal. I live in Canada. It used to be illegal in Canada. When I was in the U.S., when I worked there, it was based on merit. So I always had an option, a choice of jobs, not in Canada, because I was a Palestinian. And I made it clear. I was proud to say that I was a Palestinian, because it meant that I was of ancient people who had a very special bond with the Holy Land. And that is why these crypto Jews, these crypto Zionists, these frauds, these these satanic people will not defeat the Palestinians either in Gaza or the West Bank. And hopefully even the Syrians still retain some of their original beliefs. Unfortunately, they've been driven away. I don't know enough about the politics of Syria. I understand that there has been some criminal activity by the Assad Bashar al-Assad and his father. I can't remember his first name. Hafez al-Assad. Apparently, they were very criminal. And that doesn't surprise me because we have a Canadian, Maher Arar, who was sent when he landed in New York. They decided to be suspicious of him, even though he was an innocent engineer visiting relatives in Syria. They sent him back for rendition, which meant torturing, to Syria. So when he came back to Canada and he was proven as badly treated, he was awarded $10 million under the Zionist, the fanatic Zionist Stephen Harper. He awarded Mahalara $10 million. So people who blame... Anyway, I won't go on any further because this is for the Canadian audience. The parts that I'm talking about now with regard to Maharar and Khadr, I will get back to the subject of America because it's up to America now. Israel has sucked the life out of America. It has sucked the beauty out of America because it was the land of promise. It was. That became really the shining light to the nations. Because the founding fathers, whether or not they succeeded in creating a truly worthy constitution, either way, it was unfortunately some people.
Lila, stand by. We're taking a break. We'll be right back with my wonderful guest. Stand by.
Okay.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war
is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Please continue, Layla.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Are you sure? I just want to make sure, is my audio good enough? As I said, I don't
have the
internet anymore. I'm just going on cellular data now. Okay.
I would have let you know long ago. Go ahead.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to continue with you know, the Constitution that the U.S. has. I know its founding fathers were wealthy aristocrats, wannabe British aristocrats, English aristocrats, who came here probably because they were the son who could not inherit, and then a lot of other people escaping persecution because the Christians were set against one another, one denomination against the other. So there was persecution of different sorts, a variety of reasons. Then, of course, you had the greedy, the Dutch, the West Indies? I can't remember what they called themselves, but the Dutch were the first who were very wealthy. And then, of course, the British, you had the wealth of the British who had stolen all their money from everywhere that they could, from all the impoverished peoples of the world that they impoverished from the older civilizations. And they were civilized. And that's the other thing that Israel is doing now. One of the hallmarks of civilization, never mind God's commandment, is to love humanity and to respect other human beings. What kind of creature would that be who can watch what we have been watching? I watch Al Jazeera. Fortunately, on my tablet, I'm with cellular device, I'm able to get Al Jazeera, and I watch it day and night, which is why I'm so exhausted, and I hope I'm coherent. I can't stop watching. I feel as though I should be there. I feel as though I am there. I feel somehow as though just by thinking of myself being there, I am adding my will and my spirit and my life. If I could get into Gaza, I would actually go just to try to do something for them, because I admire them, because they're fighting. They're fighting for the purpose that we exist. And that is to glorify one another, to have compassion. What kind of Israelis are these that stand out there and complain? They want their hostages back because they're suffering. They have suffered the horrible experience. By the way, let me get back to October 7th that these Israelis are objecting to. There was never any independence. And this is what there aren't enough legitimate, honorable journalists pointing out, or governments. no independent verification of what happened at the site on October the 7th. We do now know that Israel was warned by three or four different sources that something was coming down, but Netanyahu needed it to get him off the hook. Now I read that he's going to, the trials against him are going to be resumed on Monday. But he was already being prosecuted by the courts, which is why he wanted to weaken the court system. And that's why the people were protesting for months against his efforts to weaken the Supreme Court for his own sake. And so he allowed this October 7th event to occur, which, again, they claimed beheaded babies, rape women. Excuse me, when you're breaking through a barrier and you know the Israelis are on the other end, are you actually going to stop and take time to commit rapes? I wonder, did they use condoms so that their DNA could not be identified through their semen? Why were these women not investigated and taken extractions to find exactly who was guilty? In the laws, and I believe it's either the Halakha, not necessarily the Talmud, because there are two Talmuds. There's the one written in Babylon and the one written later in Jerusalem, or actually further north, but they call it the Jerusalem Talmud. But they follow the Babylonian Talmud. That demands that you prove beyond a shadow of a doubt who is guilty. You cannot indiscriminately kill just any and everybody. So they could have taken these women who claimed that they were raped, extracted semen, because I don't think if these guys were doing a quick, an operation where speed was of the essence, and that's proven to us by the body cams that somebody was wearing, that they were just grabbing people and moving as quickly as they could. You think they stopped to rape women? And, oh, let me behead the baby, and all of that. Netanyahu, the liar, the worst, the most horrendous example of human, some of a liar and a sinister, diabolical, demonic creature in human form. He says it, and then that his junior boxy twin, the other satanic nincompoop, Biden, repeats it. Oh, and then he takes it back. Oh, well, we're not sure yet about the beheadings, even though he said, oh, I saw photos. Oh, photos cannot be created or photoshopped or CGI created. In our civilized countries in the past, before Israel took over all of our institutions of power, as soon as a crime was reported and police arrived on the scene, they would immediately put around a yellow tape. Why? To preserve everything intact until it had been investigated by competent, independent experts. Who investigated the crime scene? Nobody. They arrived, 7 hours after the events occurred? And then the first reports was that 50 people had been killed. Then it was 100 people the next day. Oh, no, wait, it was 1,400 were butchered, babies beheaded, and women raped. And then it was, oh, no, it's actually 1,200, because 200 of those bodies are Hamas. These liars, they lie. They lie. They are absolutely the personification of everything that we despise in human beings. They cheat, they steal, they lie, they distort. And anyone who supports them is abetting all the evil that they have done. How can you watch the baby that was shredded yesterday? I saw this baby, the father found his baby under the rubble, shredded, wrapped it in carpet as he cried and carried it. The hospitals are now not filled with sick people in Gaza. They're filled with dead bodies. And every dead body has a soul and an energy that will come back and hover over you in Israel. All of you criminals that stand by and protest because we want our hostages back. You have been holding Palestinians hostage for 75 years. Actually, more than that, because you started sneaking in. Do you know how someone referred to the movie? I think one of the callers into the Republic Broadcasting Network, I was listening the other day, and he called in and talked about the movie Exodus. Well, I read the book, up until then, I had been pretty neutral. I can remember my father. My mother would never talk. My father always, as soon as we arrived in Canada, my father said, "We are in Canada now. We will all speak English, even in the home." So that's why it was hard for me. If not for my grandmother, I would not have remembered the Telhami, the language that we spoke in Bethlehem and apparently other areas of the Hill Country that retains the old, the very old Imperial Aramaic, because it still uses the cha sound as in church, whereas modern Arabic uses ka or al, the ayin. But that was what my father said, and I never, my mother said, don't look, we believe, don't look back. We must build our lives here now. And, but when my father did complain with his friends, because he used to have friends, his best friends were usually the Arab Jews, the Mizrahi. They were fun when they came over. And then anybody who came to Canada to visit would always come. We were the only Palestinian family in Canada. Everybody else went to the warmer climates. So when they would come, they would always talk about the Zionist gangsters. Never did they use the word Jew because they respected the religious, the legitimate religious Judaism and the people of the Hebrew Bible. They respected them because they were legitimate. And those are the ones who were anti-Zionists. Now, have they been converted over? Chabad Lubavitch has taken over almost everything. And where did Chabad Lubavitch originate? Somewhere in Eastern Europe. And what, what is the Hebrew that they speak today? I don't know how clear this sound is going to be, but those of you who know the metropolitan French know that the R is pronounced with the uvular, almost like a gargling sound. Well, a lot of the Northern European and Eastern European countries, in certain regions, especially on the western part of the countries, they did not pronounce the trilled R. It was So that is what the modern Hebrew uses for the resh. Everybody in ancient times in the Mediterranean region, northwest of the part of the Arabian Peninsula, and anywhere around there, listen to ancient Latin, the Scots even, because they were from north of, a lot of them came from the steppes north of Persia, and they migrated over through Anatolia and then into Scotland. They pronounce the heaviest R. That is the way that the biblical Hebrew is correctly pronounced. And I can tell you where, except if I tell you exactly where you can find it on the internet, it will be removed, so you won't be able to find it. I wish I could make it publicly because the Israelis will remove it. But you can get, I've got a CD with the correct pronunciation by a man who was an actor, beautifully, gave the beautiful rendition of the Old Testament with the correct pronunciation. Biblical, the Hebrew that is spoken today, and forgive me, I'm going to come back now to Canadian politics. We have two men. I have long condemned Justin Trudeau, who's the current prime minister. Only now does he seem more palatable because Pierre Poilievre is revolting. He is utterly revolting. He is so servile. No sooner did the October 7 event occur than he got on camera to be the first before Trudeau to say, "We stand with Israel. We stand with Israel." Everybody, that's the memorized mantra. And everybody says the first time I ever heard it was from Stephen Harper, that country bumpkin who has been made more glamorous with all the cosmetic surgery, the hairdos. When I saw him in 2005 in Strathroy in Ontario, Stephen Harper, you were grotesque looking. You looked like a pumpkin on stilts. Your hair was greasy. You had dandruff. Your nose was bumpy. You had acne and a greasy face. And now all of a sudden, look at you. But of course, you went before the Bilderbergers. They approved you. And you probably were allowed permission. They pulled out the Zionist liberals in Canada pulled out the support from under Michael Ignatieff. And that's another story, the Ignatieff history, which I would love to tell your listeners another time. Jim, if you will allow me to come back and give them the history of the role of the Ignatieff and the Sultan of the Ottomans, and how
sure.
Israel was enabled.
How
hurtful. I
count
don't even
on
know
it,
how much time we have left.
I count on it. We'll do it.
I probably talk long more than
you have about. Well, you have about 15 minutes before we take a break and open the line for callers. So just go right ahead. You have another 15.
All right. God, where do I? What? Just whatever you can, America.
Well, you are turning to Canadian politics.
Yeah, I was going to, but I'd be interested.
I'd be interested in your take on how Americans are being deceived about the realities of the situation.
Absolutely. And what I don't think Americans realize is that you've never really been free of England. One way that you were manipulated was through Canada. Canada is the puppet of England, always has been. London, England. We are, the official name of Canada is the Dominion of Canada. Dominion comes from the Latin dominus or dominum. Dominum, which means owned. Dominus is the name of your master. And we are the Dominion of Canada. And our dominus, our master is London, England. So we have always been here. England has manipulated you informally through us, but it has also manipulated you through the Zionists that had Supreme Court justices. Felix Frankfurter, do a little research on your own, if you can find anything on the internet. Better yet, go and find something that was published decades ago before it was revised and redacted. Find out Felix Frankfurter and Louis Brandeis, two of the most corrupt human beings ever to occupy the U.S. Supreme Court. They influenced Roosevelt, Truman, and most of all, Woodrow Wilson. When the Balfour Declaration was issued by Lloyd George, who was an evangelical Zionist, under the Prime Minister Lloyd George, who was a bumpkin from a Welsh nobody, who was made Prime Minister, also an evangelical Zionist, who decided that he had to support the Jews because, oh, they're so powerful. They're so powerful. Are we making the same mistake? Because they weren't that powerful, according to historians. They weren't that powerful then. They only became powerful since. But even then, are we making the mistake? Look at how Gaza have been able to resist that monstrous. They're even using artificial intelligence weaponry. Never mind the phosphorus bomb. The cruelty, the savagery of shredding apart human bodies of babies. But that's what they want. They're bloodlust. They claim they were illegally accused of a blood libel by Europeans. They were guilty. Look at them now. Have you ever seen them? I'm ready to call them vampires. It's this letting of blood. There's no satiating their greed for blood. Netanyahu's primary motivation was to take care of himself. But the rest of his gang, the gang around him, Zionist gangs, my dad knew he was right on. And I remember when my father told me, yes, always read the New Testament, but be very careful about the Old Testament. He told us all, if you must read it, you don't need to, because the New Testament was the fulfillment of God. You don't need to read the Old Testament, but if you must, be very careful of what you believe and what you interpret. But anyway, the dangers of these monsters that are so brutal, so cruel. How could they? How could they do this? Yes, the Old Testament believed in, and Netanyahu, he immediately implicated himself as setting out on a genocide when he referred to Amalek, which in the Old Testament said, wipe out everything that lives, including the animals, the goats, anything that lives must be obliterated. And he said that was what he was going to do in Gaza. Well, you ain't going to succeed, Netanyahu. And Biden, he's on his way out. Let's face it, he would have been anyway, even without this debacle. debacle, this monstrosity, this atrocious event, this deceit, this horrendous nightmare that he has created, you will not be able to succeed. Because for you can kill Yahya Sinwar, maybe, even though you've already, he's lost one leg, one arm, and one eye, and still he's the head of Hamas. You can destroy them, but their spirit, even if you destroy parts of their body, they will defeat you. Netanyahu, you will get what you deserve. And every one of you that has supported Netanyahu and his gang of Zionists, God help you. Because even if you think you believe in God, you have no idea what you will face when the time comes for accountability. The Jews believe in the Book of the Dead, and you want to be remembered in the Book of the Dead as an honest, clean person. Cleanse yourself. Remove your support from Zionism. Make it known. Make it known to the Zion. By the way, Knesset, do you know that the word synagogue doesn't even exist in the Old Testament? The Star of David does not exist in the Old Testament. It has nothing to do with biblicalism. Do you know that there's no street anywhere in Israel named after Moshe or any of the early patriarchs? It starts with the killer, Joshua ben Nun, the slaughterer. That's where the name, but Rothschild used to be anonymous because he founded the first colonies. So he made sure he was anonymous. Forgive me, I'm wandering all over. There is so much rattling around in my brain that I have intentionally suppressed. I had Jewish friends, and Jews can be nice when they're one-on-one. But God help you if they're a group and they decide that they look upon you as the other, as the Untermenschen, the subhuman, the human animals. But the very way that they have exercised, shown their power in the West Bank and their abuse of power in the West Bank, the methods they have used are so reminiscent of the Holocaust that if there was a Holocaust, no matter what its magnitude, smaller and exaggerated or as widespread as they claim, and of course it can't have been 6 million, that's an impossibility. But anyway, physically it's an impossibility. But anyway, let's just assume for a moment that what they're saying is true. Who were the architects? Who was it that planned it all? Who was it that said, now because of the Holocaust, we can do anything we want? Golda Meir, the woman from where? Minnesota? Who came originally from the Ukraine? God help you people. You Jews, I feel so sorry for you. Who thought that you were actually obeying an ancient law, an ancient spiritual law, and you were honoring God. God help you, because you have been deceived. The devil fooled you. The devil fooled you. But you can still save yourselves. In America, oh God, America, what a beautiful, wonderful country it could have been. Yeah, the Constitution is flawed. Yes, the original framers of the Constitution were aristocrats, and they who were really British wannabe aristocrats, but couldn't be, so they came to America. If we can't be an aristocrat in London, then I'm going to go create my own England in America, in the New World. So yeah, they were, but some of them had, you had to be educated, and only aristocrats were educated enough to create the structure of a nation. But what they did then, they were taken over by the Zionists that were there, by those sinister, sinister Zionists whose goal was first to infiltrate every government. That's why all the Western governments are afraid of Israel, because they also benefit by Israel. They've been bribed. They've been given the kind of spyware that they need to spy on their own people. Their police services have been trained in what they called riot control, but what it really means is how to kill your people if they want to rebel against you, so we can help you stay in power. Look at us in Israel. Look how we keep all these millions of Palestinians under control. Ha ha ha. You can do the same with your people. That's why UAE, the United Arab Emirates, a lot of them, by the way, are really Persian, along the Persian Gulf. A lot of those were really Persians of ancestry. But they call themselves today Arabs. Okay, the United Arab Emirates, what is it, 5 Emirati? 5 of you. And which one of you is going to be honorable? Mohammed bin Salman? He's as corrupt as the day is long. Who was it that asked Trump to kill Soleimani? when someone, I can't remember who it was, said that we need to kill the enemy of Israel, Soleimani. And that person said, no, the enemy of Soleimani is in Riyadh. It was probably MBS who got Trump, because the Saudis and the Americans have been buddies all along. And no, the Saudis are not crypto Jews. They're open Jews. They're openly Jews, because they can do it, because it's part of Islam. Islam believes in all of the religions. They believe that God had a progression of messages that came to us with different prophets. So Islam accepts them all. The extent to which Christianity, however, that's another thing. But we Christians know for ourselves what Christ was. But America, you've still got, possibly, if you can bring around the loyalty of the American military, those are not really American. Those are probably mercenaries that are in there being watchdogs, like Rottweilers, for Israel to finish slaughtering innocent civilians. Do you really want that on your conscience anymore? Do you really want that blamed on you? I don't know. What can you do? Are you willing? The Gazans will not die off. You will not die if you are united against evil. And that's what brings you all together. You may be a disparate group of people today because of so many illegal migrants, but some of those migrants do have a conscience, and some of them are Christian. Even if they're not Christian, there are a lot of different religions that also have a spiritual belief in the goodness of the human being and the human soul, and an obligation not to brutalize another human being. Find a way. Get rid. Make your military your servant, which is what they are. Bring them back. Make them guard your border, and make them get rid. Make them clean out the Congress. Clean out your all the bureaucracy. Get rid of that corrupt criminal CIA.
Stand by, Lila. We'll be taking calls right after this break.
Okay.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia. at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, the number to speak with Lila and me is 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. She, of course, is very passionate about these issues, and for all the right reasons. Her people are being slaughtered mercilessly by the Israelis. It's about as brutal and extraordinarily open and public event of mass murder perhaps the world has ever witnessed, because in the past you could read about mass slaughters, but you could not see them, witness them as they were taking place in real time. But now, because of the miracle of the internet and sources like South Front, War News 24/7, Al Jazeera, Press TV, RT, Sputnik News, needless to say, not the mainstream American media, God forbid they should ever show these things, we have a very good idea of what's taking place here.
By the way, Jim.
Go ahead.
61 journalists have been murdered by the Israelis, targeted specifically, according to independent third-party sources. 61 journalists have been killed. Some of the faces that were there that I listened to at the beginning of this are not there now. One of them, Al-Azum is his last name. I have seen how much weight he has lost in the time he's been there. I think his name is Tariq Al-Azum. Great job. And they're all of them doing an amazing job. Remember, Shireen, an American citizen, Shireen Abu Akla, I believe was her name. She was shot by a sniper. They denied it. And then let's go back to Rachel Corrie. These people are monsters. Rachel Corrie was a volunteer way back,
yes,
who came out to stop. Everybody knows the story, but that's what they do. I used to work with a group of people where the Mennonites would send out people who would walk Palestinian children. This is on the West Bank, where, you know, even now, what's the West Bank got to do with what happened on October 7th? But anyway, the point is they exist, and that's what they cannot tolerate, the fact that they exist. They think they're going to obliterate something that is eternal. These people represent something. They, through them, the infinite powers, the omniscience, the very omnipotent, the love of God that is imbued within us is always going to be there.
You know,
Satanism cannot defeat it.
The propaganda is just endless. We had the member of the squad, who's the only Palestinian in Congress, Pramil Jayapal.
Yeah.
Shocked Americans by asserting that we must be balanced in our response to Hamas using rape as a weapon of war. Well, I don't believe Hamas is using rape as a weapon of war. I
addressed that. If there had been a rape, the logical thing you do is you immediately do a DNA test so you can get exactly who it is. But what do you think? These guys stopped in the middle of a operation that depended on speed for its success.
Right.
They're going to stop, put on a condom, and then rape
someone. Stop
him. Stop him. I mean, really? Yep,
I just want to throw this in. It just happened on CNN State of the Union. Host Dana Bash confronted Jay Apollo over the fact that progressives have been downright silent on the atrocities that Hamas committed against Israeli women and girls on October 7th.
Dana Bash is a Jew. Dana Bash, Wolf Blitzer, all those Jews who have... How do they live so long? Go on.
I just want to get out what happened there and then have you rip it apart. Fine. The CNN anchor asked Jay Apollo if she had condemned Hamas specifically for what the terrorist group did to women. This, of course, is begging the question by taking for granted that it happened, when that's the real question. Jay Apollo claimed she had, and then immediately sought to steer the conversation in a different direction, criticizing Israel, suggesting the country is guilty of committing war crimes, which is obvious. With respect, I was just asking about the women, and you turned it back to Israel. I'm asking you about Hamas, Bush shot back. I've already answered your question, Dana, she snarked. I think it's horrific. I think rape is horrific. Sexual assault is horrific. I think it happens in war situations. Terrorist organizations like Hamas obviously are using these as tools. The progressive Democrat continued, and I think that was completely wrong to make that concession. However, I think we have to be balanced about bringing in the outrages against Palestine. After demanding the critics be balanced, Jay Apollo again criticized Israel, relying on Hamas' unverified claims about civilian casualties. But Bash answered, it's horrible. But you don't see Israeli soldiers raping Palestinian women. I'm about to barf at that. Honest to God. I mean, Layla. The lies are so egregious, you know.
Actually, Jim, the Zionists did it because that was the way they could destroy their lives and scare them even more, because among that culture, those people, the purity of the women is absolutely paramount. So when you're a Zionist gang that's invading and you've got the upper hand because you planned it a century in advance and you've got all the weapons smuggled in already, you have the time to commit a rape or to butcher a body, but these people didn't have the time. And in those days, they didn't have DNA testing anyway for semen, whereas now you can. So we all know that in a crime scene, it's paramount in order to prove the case and for the sake of civilizational integrity. You want to ensure that you identify the victim without a doubt, or you identify the perpetrator, and that the victim is telling the truth. So what you do is you preserve the crime scene, you gather the evidence, photograph everything before it's removed and moved around. And so you know that nobody has planted any false incriminating evidence there. Not that Israel would do that. They didn't wait days on end before they made their 43-minute video, their propaganda video, which was made after the fact. How many days after the fact? After they choreographed the whole scene and laid out all of the fake evidence that they planted and the stories. But hey, a rape victim, prove it. You'd be able to tell the DNA. You'd be able, God knows, with their cyber technology, they've got everybody DNA identified, and everyone has a name and far more, and all their relatives. You would be able to find that particular individual and make examples of them if you had gathered the semen. But they couldn't, because there was none. Unless, excuse me, in the middle of a of an invasion that requires, you know, an attack that requires absolute speed, you're going to stop, put on a condom and say, okay, spread them.
I know, it's just absurd. It's just absurd. And listen, think about the contrast between how the Palestinians have treated, how Hamas has treated the hostages it's taken. They come out and they say, we were treated very well, very gently, you know, well fed the whole bit. I mean, you don't get complaints. The Israelis are furious for having these hostages report that they were treated in a humane fashion, because they're most certainly not doing that with their Palestinian captives.
Yeah, not just what they've done to them in Gaza, where they've shredded their bodies and tormented them sadistically. For what has it been now? 8 weeks? 2 months? Is it nearly 2 months?
Yes.
When did it start? October 8th? Yeah, it's nearly 2 months that they've been tormenting. I have been, I can't stop. I all day long, day and night. You'll have to excuse me. I mean, I obviously have not been getting any restful sleep. And there's that sense of, they're fighting my battle. They're dying for me. They're dying for all of us. You know, it reminds me, and this is all before Christmas. And it's ironic. It's all happening in the land where we talk about Jesus died for our sins. And the worst possible sins we've ever witnessed. It's not for these heroic journalists that have died, that have actually risked their lives. They knew they were going to be killed, because Shadeen Abu Akna was killed way back during one of the peaceful marches. Everyone said for decades, oh, they should be doing peaceful protests. So they did. And what did they do? The snipers killed them anyway, because they were marching to the fence.
Peaceful. Why don't we have we have a caller, Bruce from South Carolina. Bruce, join the conversation.
Hello, Jim.
Hello,
Layla. By the way, Jim's Layla's name is Layla, not Lila. Okay. So I'm going to tell you something that's not being talked about. Okay. First of all, the lands of Israel are actually the Palestinian lands. Okay. Underneath the Gaza Strip, and hang on to your boots when I tell you this, is one of the largest oil and gas reserves in the world. And that's what they're really after. They don't want the Palestinians to grab a hold of the over $500 billion worth of oil sitting there so they can fight it out. That's what this is all about. They want the genocide of the Palestinians to go away, and those are 100% accurate information right there. It's not being talked about. And they're going to genocide. And one of the reasons why the Jews were hired to destroy America was to get rid of the Constitution, to grab the guns, to get cheaper labor. They want to downsize and depopulate. They were hired because they're so well infiltrated, and they're evil people, totally evil. So I want to leave you with. And they were also promised the booty, which is the wealth of this country. And look at the number of checks that are being written to Zelensky. Ukraine. I mean, it's all being. I mean, we've been slaughtered internally. Okay, and there's only one way to handle this. I'd like to see some of those people, especially the ones in charge, who are not only Americans but also Israelis. And I'd like to see them taken over to the wailing wall and dealt with right out in front. Okay, I've had enough of this nonsense. One of the biggest reasons why this is happening, and this is a true statement, is that the natural resources of the earth are being depleted. We went over the top back in 1980. Things are not being put back. The earth is being saturated and destroyed, and that is 100% accurate information. But the only way to handle this is real simple. In the Byzantine Empire, which lasted 1,400 years, and Jim, you've heard me say this before, what we have to do, it lasted so long because they would not let the Jews into the culture or the country itself. They have to be taken out of politics, never allowed in politics, never allowed to be gatekeeper positions, never allowed positions of power and authority. They need to be herded into a corral and let them breed themselves off this planet. Those who don't agree with this idea, you pack them into cattle cars, you take them to the nearest kosher slaughterhouse and you tell them one last thing, you're about ready to be turned into Soylent Green fertilizer. And I'm going to leave you with one last question, and that is I'm going to make a statement and leave you with one last question, and that is the 12 tribes of Jacob are all Hebrew tribes, true Hebrew tribes. The tribe of Judah is not Jewish. It never has been. Okay, that's a damn Jewish lie. So here's my question, and that is, the true biblical Israel cannot exist until the return of who?
The Messiah, the Messiah.
Thank you very much. So what's it doing there right now? It's man-made, not God-made. There's your big difference.
Yeah,
and by the way, the Bible's being tampered with, too. The Bible's being changed, so y'all be careful who you're listening to.
Yeah,
people like John Hagee.
You're absolutely right. It's not just simply the distortion when they interpret it. It's the publishers. Who owns the publishing now? They've redacted
The publishers are in Matthew's, south of Charlotte, and they're all controlled by Jews. And they're tampering with the Bible, and one of your Ten Commandments has been changed, so you all better be real careful what you read and who you listen to, okay? And there's other parts in that Bible have been changed, and I'm going to guarantee you, you've been hoodwinked and buffaloed, and it's time to go ahead and never let these damn, what they call Jews, or whatever you want to call them, never let them into politics or gatekeeper positions, and let everybody go. We need one tribe. It's called the American Do-Right Tribe. Get rid of the Democrats and Republicans. Do away with them. And all you need to have is one controlled system. It's called the American Do-Right Party, and you do what's right for America and for its citizens. That's all you need.
Ruth,
well,
which of the Ten Commandments are you alluding to?
I think it's number 6, thou shalt not kill. What does it say now?
Well, but you do.
What does it say? Well, Jim, what does it say now? Who did God give permission to change that, huh? It's a matter of interpretation. How about Isaiah 11:6? 11:6 has been changed also.
Bruce, what I'm asking is this. Soldiers in combat, police in the performance of their duties, civilians in self-defense have the legal right to kill attackers if their lives are at risk. So really, isn't the proper understanding thou shalt not murder?
You can interpret any way you'd like to, Jim. It's been changed.
I'm just asking, I mean, you know, what do you think was the meaning of the original? Yeah, go ahead, Layla.
Jim, in Christianity, Jesus says turn the other cheek. Usually you reach the point of murder when things escalate. Somewhere along the line, if one does not escalate by retribution or revenge from the first offense, then things have time to calm down. How many times have people argued to the point where they wanted to kill somebody? Then you calm down and you think, wow, that was a strange emotion. I mean, I've seen people like that, where they were ready, they were fighting with each other, you tear them apart, and then months later they managed to overcome whatever it was that they were ready to kill each other over. There is, I don't read those documents anymore because I know they've been tampered. That's the reason I cut off the internet. I mean, even now, even on my tablet, when I do a search, everything is Wikipedia, Wikipedia, Wikipedia. Every answer is Wikipedia. They've got control of everything. They're interpreting everything for. They're distorting everything. But Bruce, are you still there?
Yeah, they're parasites and termites is what they are. They've infiltrated everything, and they've got to be removed just quietly. And I'm bringing it all out in front. But Palestinians, that's the true reason why that's happening over in the Middle East is because of that oil and that gas. That's the only reason why we have it.
That's why Churchill helped them to begin with, because he needed the oil for the First World War. He knew that.
Right.
That's why he made deals with Chaim Weizmann.
Right.
But yeah,
I think, as I say,
I don't recognize the original Israel, because it was all the votes in the UN. And that's something I hope, Jim, we can discuss another day. All of those were either bribed, blackmailed, or intimidated.
But
original vote in the UNGA in 1947 was illegal. Now, yes. Did the other other countries around them eventually decide to acknowledge them? Yeah, only so they could get peace. They were willing, willing to back off.
Let me just add, I, of course, agree with Bruce about gas and oil deposits. I've reported about it many times. I think in addition, we have the construction of the Ben-Gurion Canal as an alternative to the Suez. And I think there's an overarching, namely the loss of Ukraine to Russia, because the plan was to turn Ukraine into the new Israel. So I think that has led to, you know, eagerness to do the ethnic cleansing of Palestine to make it purely for the Khazarians, who aren't even Hebrews. I mean, it's all outrageous, Bruce, and I agree. I simply think we have a couple more reasons that need to be tossed into the pot.
And let me throw something else out there, Layla. You can also get this, too, about the Holocaust. And this is not being said, but it's 100% accurate. You're seeing a lot when you die of gassing, your body turns red. It starts turning red. That's a fact that's not being brought out. If you go look at the Waco slaughter in Waco, the Davidians, the children and the women, all when they did the autopsy, they were turning red because they were all gassed to death before they burned the damn place down. Those are facts. Those things have really happened. So when you start seeing bodies thrown into the pits, it's because of typhoid. They died of disease and starvation, and that was the only damn reason they died. I'm getting damn tired of all these damn lies, and you go, it's just constant. They lie, cheat, steal, and murder to get what they want. That's how these people operate.
Bruce, of course, I agree with you. I published, I don't know if you're aware, the Holocaust narrative, Politics Trump Science, which is a short take. And if you go to my blog, jameshfetzer.org, and check out the 65 shows. I don't know, it's about somewhere in there, pretty high up. I talk about the official history of World War II, whether it's reality or a mass illusion, and I lay out a whole lot of evidence like this. You're right about it. There are a number of scholars who have discussed the fact that if you die from death, your body turns pink, and there weren't any pink bodies there, but there weren't any who had been put in gas chambers anyway. For the International Committee of the Red Cross ascertained that the total number of deaths from all causes was 269,081, none of whom had died from being put to death in a gas chamber. So I agree with all your arguments. I've been making them many times, and I'm pleased that, you know, there are venues that actually allow us to talk about these important issues free from censorship. Stick around, Bruce.
Well, Jim, one more thing, and that is that nobody died at Sandy Hook. I know that for a fact. I've talked to people inside who were inspectors. Nobody died at Sandy Hook. This is all a kosherized condensation of.
You know my history with Sandy Hook, right?
You bet. I mean, so do I. And Alex Jones, is all he's doing is he needs $85 million, and he's going to go ahead and get everybody to give him $85 million so he can get out of debt, right? He's going to distribute it to those who are a bunch of damn liars. He's the paymaster for the $85 million. So watch out for Alex Jones.
Okay, hang on now. We got Brian standing by. Brian, join the conversation.
You forgot about the water under Gaza, that the largest reservoirs of water for Israel are under what the Palestinians have. So that's another factor. And today there was a young...
Wow. I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me. I knew about the oil and the gas reserves, but I did not know about the water. Very crucial. Thank you for that information.
Yeah. And today there was a young Palestinian girl on TikTok. Thank God for TikTok. And she was going over things as they stand right now. And she said they'd been gassed. She had tremendous headaches from all the gas, and that they went around to the bakeries in their neighborhood and told them, if you open the bakery, we're going to blow you up. And so they don't have access to food.
You have food to eat. Outrageous.
Yes. Yeah, she said we don't have any good water. They're destroying all the electricity. And she said, look, we're running out of food. We don't have water. They're going to totally destroy us here in just a matter of days, because you've got all those people without food and water. And so you're going to have a real catastrophe.
What an agonizing way to die. What an the agony they must be going through. It's,
you know, she was such a beautiful little teenage girl, and you look at her and you just go, oh my God, how can they do this to these poor people?
But these are not human. That's why I say I don't just blame Netanyahu alone, the chief satanic creature, but all of the Israelis. They're so self-indulgent. All they're thinking about is we want what we want. We want our hostages back. No thought to the fact that they've held millions of Palestinians as hostage for close to 100 years from the time. By the way, the book, I didn't even get around to finishing the book. What really started me looking into this, because my father never encouraged us to do it, was when I read the book, Exodus. In there, Leon Uris, the author, URIS, refers to the Palestinians as, quote, the dregs of humanity. The dregs of humanity. And when I read that, I thought, okay, now I'm going to restore. After, then I watched the movie Exodus, and I could literally feel myself. I had Jewish friends. And because Montreal was full of Jews. I mean, any city that's prosperous, you know you're going to find Jews at the top. They control things. In Canada, by the way, if you've heard the name Erwin Kottner, he portrays himself as Mr. Human Rights Advocate. He's one of the guys who started Times of Israel, which was a good newspaper. It was for a while even left of Haaretz. But now, they're so militant.
Layla, this has been sensational. Bruce, Brian, wonderful calls. I can't thank you enough. Layla, count on coming back. I want to thank everyone here for listening. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
Layla, go, girl, go! Go, girl, go!
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at...